Philip Semple PF, these are encrypted, this date is 05-10-2025, dictation is for Andrea Gaytan, Gaytan spells G-A-Y-T-O-N-T-A-N, Andrea spells A-N-D-R-E-A, date of birth is 01-12-2008, this is a 17-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient was seen on 5-2-2025, diagnosed with flank pain and nausea, he had some labs drawn. And is here to review these labs. She says she's doing much better. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Next paragraph, review systems. Abdomen, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is flank pain, improve, nausea, improve, next paragraph. Next assessment is vitamin D deficiency. Next paragraph, labs are reviewed. The majority of labs are unremarkable except a decrease of vitamin D, a decrease of hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is only decreased by 1/100 of a point. Vitamin D is decreased by 8 points at 22 versus 30. We had a lengthy discussion about conservative methods of replacing our hemoglobin, and she opted for that instead of medication. However, she opted for vitamin D pills, which would be given as follows: vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 pill weekly for 90 days. Number 12, she will return in 90 days for re-evaluation. Given the opportunity to ask questions, said they have none. End of dictation.